Israeli troops withdrew from the Jabalia refugee camp in North Gaza last week. The three-week offensive forced tens of thousands of Palestinians to flee. As Hadil Al-Shalchi reports, some are now returning to see what's become of their homes. And a warning, this story includes graphic descriptions of the aftermath of war.
Amin Abed is from Jabalia, a place once densely populated and that saw some of the fiercest fighting during the war. He says the attacks were intensely horrific, with shelling, bombs, and snipers. So Abed packed up his family and fled west. And after weeks of displacement, it was time to go back home to Jabalia last week. I walked on foot half of the way home, he says. Then I found a donkey cart and rode it the rest of the way. But Abed didn't find much there. The scene was frightening, he says. My house was rubble, the doors and windows blown out. And Abed says the neighborhood was terrifying. The corpses he saw on the street were charred, he says, being eaten by dogs. I personally had to collect the remains of my uncle and cousin in a bag, he says. Their bodies were burned by the sun. The Israeli military is expanding its operations across Gaza, and Palestinians say they feel like nowhere is safe. It was a miracle we were able to escape, Abed says. The Israeli military went back to Jabalia 4 months after originally withdrawing. It said Hamas had regrouped there. In that same mission, the military said that it had recovered the bodies of 7 hostages taken by Hamas on October 7th. With more than one operation in Jabalia so far, Abed says who knows if there won't be another. Of course we're afraid of another attack, he says. Israeli military believes that a good Palestinian is a dead Palestinian. Hadil Al-Shalchi, NPR News, Ramallah.